A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 8th, 2017. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the infighting within the opposition MDCT and what that means for women in leadership positions. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina, chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Always seen lobo mama, ikolapo esiti kasihluzeni bo mama. We are also on the internet. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, lobago www.voashona.com, lobanjalo www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming. So go to our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Indebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are live streaming right now, so you can join in the conversation. Welcome again, and if you're just joining us, welcome. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the infighting within the opposition MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai and what this means for women pursuing leadership positions and those in leadership positions. What are your views on the issue?
And Mav, MDC leader, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, has three vice presidents, namely Mr. Gozani Kube, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, and Elias Muzuri. But in the past few days, there has been a fighting in the party, leaving many to wonder what the future holds for the opposition party as the elections are just around the corner. Tsvangirai is currently in South Africa seeking treatment for cancer, and yesterday his spokesperson published a press statement saying Tsvangirai had appointed Nelson Chamisa as acting leader, taking the reins from Elias Muzuri, who was acting previously. But party spokesman Obed Gutu, however, disputed this, and the other leader, Thokozani Kube, has been left out in the cold.
Yes, PJ, this is what has been going on within the MDC. And but before we go into the world of politics, PJ, we have an in-studio guest. Mm-hmm. We have a colleague from the Africa Division who has her own music show, Music Time in Africa, and she just returned from Zimbabwe, where she met some of the country's top musicians. So we're so excited to have you in studio, Heather.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself, and what is your show called?
Sure. Hello, everybody. It's great to be here. Studio 7. My name's Heather Maxwell. I'm the host and producer of one of the longest running radio shows on the Voice of America called Music Time in Africa. It's a Pan-African music show that's comes out on the weekends, 55 minutes of Pan-African music.
Wow. So you just returned from Zimbabwe. Tell us a little bit about that.
First of all, it was my first time in Zimbabwe, and I've traveled and lived in many different countries in Africa. Really wonderful experience. Zimbabwe, from what I saw, I only had 4 days. Everyone says, why didn't you go here? You didn't go here. What? You didn't go there? I basically just stayed in Harare, but was able to get out a little bit to a couple different parts of, right outside the city. But it was just fantastic. And the music is very bubbling and alive and electrifying there. I was pleasantly surprised.
Wow. PJ, over to you.
So are you planning to
return
to Zimbabwe? Yeah.
You know,
for the longer period.
I am. And there's talk. I can't say too much because it might not happen, but possibly I might go back in September.
Wow. Anyway, before we talk about you going back, share with us some of the vibe that actually excited you in Zimbabwe. You met some of the country's top musicians. Who were they? Especially, we want to hear especially about the women.
The women,
but
okay.
Let's start with the top, of course. Okay, we know.
Top of the top. I would say I met Amara Brown, interviewed her.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Spent a nice, wonderful, long morning with her.
Uh-huh.
I also interviewed Ja Preza.
You did?
Oh, yeah. One of the young lady who was with me the whole time, she was trembling when she was taking the shot. So I can't guarantee the footage. Oh, that was really nice. Ja Preza and Oliver Mutukudzi.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just lucky enough that the 4 days I was there, he had popped in for 1 or 2 days before he was going to go back on tour. He's going to perform in Mali.
Yes.
And so I went up to his art center and got a nice interview there.
You actually went over to Norton to Pakarepae?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Heather, you had it rolling.
Yep.
And talking about Ja Preza, I was in Zimbabwe around Christmas time and he was like a cult. What did you see? Like, what are people feeling?
He was like a what?
A cult. Everybody wanted to hear his music. Everybody literally, it was like, I don't know, people were in trances or something.
It's the same. It's the same now. Mm. And he is, you know, when you go to his studio, he has a beautiful studio and he's got people around him and it takes a lot to get even close to him.
Wow.
So that speaks a little bit about the direction of his profession and his career.
Uh-huh.
But he's doing a lot of collaborations now with different artists from different parts of Africa. And the one song that was the soundtrack in our car while I was in Harare was his song with Yemi Alade.
Ah,
you know that single?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I even know some of the parts. Here, two, three, four. Here, that's my part. Here, you sing it 3 times and then it goes.
What's Yemi Alade?
But, you know, the artists that I met were, they all spoke well, they all performed well. Many of them played mbira or marimba as well as, you know, other instruments, more contemporary things.
Uh-huh.
But I liked that closeness to tradition that I saw.
Yes.
And I also liked the nice mix, gender mix of a lot of female artists that were comfortable in their own shoes as female artists, as well as men. In many other parts of Africa, you don't get that so much. You don't have women that feel so confident and comfortable as musicians. I really loved that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you couldn't go to Bulawayo, where the Ndebele speaking people, the headquarters of the Ndebele speaking people and musicians as well.
Yes.
You could have seen a lot of female musicians there. There's, at the top of my head, there's Sandra Ndebele and Sandra Ndebele. I wish when you go back, wish you luck in September that you would go back and be able to visit Bulawayo as well and meet these Ndebele speaking musicians. They also speak, they also sing in Ndebele. It's also very rich.
Mm-hmm.
In culture, there's a culture center in Bulawayo, Amakosi. You're going to see a lot of these musicians. And most probably you're going to be able to visit Victoria Falls.
Yes.
One of the seven wonders of the world.
Yes. It was really hurting me that I couldn't go there. But you're right. That's on the top of my list, to go up to Bulawayo and then, a secondary trip. Yeah.
Let's go back to the lady performers. You said you interviewed Amara Brown. Tell us a little bit about what was that like for you. She's been nominated in the NAMA Awards for her album Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about her and what was your takeaway from Amara?
My takeaway was that she's a very articulate, worldly young woman who is going very far. In fact, one of the first questions I asked her in the interview is, you know, how do you feel like being at the top of your career? And she said, I'm not at the top.
Yet. Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Like right away.
Uh-huh.
She has, and she's just got a huge fan base. She's in social media very, very much so. But when she started singing, I just loved the way she sings. It's just absolutely beautiful, thoughtful. She plays the mbira beautifully, but yet she's also a total pop star.
Yes.
But when she came to see me, she brought her Mbira. So that's what I mean. It was really, you know, there's just this down-home sort of, let me just play this beautiful song. She dedicated it to Hugh Masekela, who had just passed like 2 days before.
Mm.
But then when you watch her music videos, she's like doing splits on the dance floor, and, you know. So, and she, I really liked a lot of the things she talked about. She's deep.
Uh-huh.
She's deep. She talked about having gone to the States and lived for a while and what that felt like as a young girl being mixed. That's what we call in the States.
Yes.
We might call her black in the States, but she was saying she was totally confused at how the same literal color of the skin can mean
taste.
Such different things in different places and how you're put in different categories.
Yes.
And she learned and grew a lot from that experience. And
also, she's the daughter of Andy Brown, as you know, who was a musician himself, renowned musician.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think we actually met him here. He came through VOA at one stage.
Yes, at one stage in 2005.
I'm not sure which year.
Yeah,
that now you're letting our, you know, ages be known.
That's a no-no. Yes.
So, you know, and then we see also you interviewed Selma Mtukudzi, who happens to be the daughter of Oliver Mtukudzi. So are we seeing
Isn't she
fathers?
Also the daughter of the female singer?
Chimoniso?
No, she's not Chimoniso. That's Andy Brown's wife, but not her mother.
Yes, but people always get it confused. But that's not Chimoniso's daughter, but she is Andy Brown's daughter.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say is we're seeing the fathers passing on the baton.
We are.
To the
daughters.
Kids.
And daughters.
Especially daughters. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I asked both of the singers about that. You know, how do you feel, you know, coming from these lineages of really famous, internationally renowned artists? And both of them, you know, they said, well, first of all, they needed to find their own. It's taken them both a while to find their own identity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's not unique to Zimbabwe. That's a worldwide thing when you have families of musicians who are stars.
Yeah.
They always have to struggle a little bit to figure out who they are and find their own imprint. Mm-hmm. But both are doing well in different styles. Now, Selmore is also married to a very famous musician. So it's not just her father.
That's so true.
Yeah. So, Tendai.
Tendai, yes. His father also was a musician. So this is a lineage
That's deep.
It's deep.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really deep.
That's Manasa.
No, he's still alive. Zex Manasa. He's the son of Zex Manasa.
Yeah, so his father is also a musician.
He's a musician, a lineage of...
Music, I mean.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I wonder what is the grandson going to be?
True.
But I also met some other female musicians.
Tell us about those.
Well, I met, Tariro Negitari.
Yes. We've met Tariro. She came in studio.
Oh.
We met her here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She's lovely. She played acoustic guitar for me at the Bronte Hotel. Beautiful voice. Always working on her new stuff.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed that. And I met an artist named Carmen, forgive me if I don't pronounce this right, Huarari.
Okay.
H-W-A-R-A-R-I.
Let's say this.
Huarari.
It's my itinerary.
Okay.
So she plays Mbira.
Yes.
And she's also a music school teacher. Her husband's a music school teacher.
Wow.
I really liked how music is nicely integrated into music schools, or to schools in general.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about what I saw, too, in Harare and outside. I went to Marondera, to two schools there, and saw their marimba ensembles, their choirs. Mm-hmm. I went to, what was the school right in Harare, St. Peter's?
St. George's? Is it a girls' school or boys' school?
No, it's a boys' school.
St. Michael's or St. George's?
I thought it was St.
Or St. Jones?
Oh, my gosh, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me that I don't remember that. But, there were a lot of schools. I went to a lot of schools, and I was impressed. And even local arts centers and saw children performing and learning. And
wow.
Really great.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, I think you mentioned one more other female musician. Who else did you meet?
Carmen, Selmore, Amara. Oh, yes, Pauline.
Uh-huh. What does Pauline play?
Pauline, she sings and plays guitar.
Okay.
Or no, it was Mbira. Mbira. And she has a mission with her music, which is to empower women and sing out against violence against women. That's a big topic of hers.
Wow.
So that was really, really nice. I didn't get a visual interview, but we did an audio interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Pauline Gundiza.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some of the artists that you're mentioning, it's my first time hearing about them, but this is mm-hmm. good because we're also giving them a platform for people to get to know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sometimes, PJ, like we always say, you know, the ones that have been known before, we keep promoting them mm-hmm. because we don't know any other new talent. Or they've probably been here for a long time, but this is good
yes.
that you've brought them up.
Yeah,
we've been here so long, Marv. It's like 15 years now.
Oh.
Even Ja Prayzer himself,
yeah.
he became famous after we left the country, so
mm-hmm. yeah, that happens. You have to actually, and that's why I like to go on these missions. I call
yes.
them music missions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun
you
for me.
You have to touch base,
but yes, you know, and you have to do it. You have to do it place by place. You can't mm-hmm. just do one sweep. You need to go stay. Mm. And just get to know that community of people, and,
yes.
and it spreads from there.
That is yes. so true.
It spreads
so
from
true.
There.
Mm-hmm.
I hope now we have to go back to our topic of the day.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure actually if we have, I think, I'm not sure whether we have our videos ready. But we're just hearing now that, you know, we need to translate a little bit into Shona, but we were going to do that in the second half, but we'll go ahead and do it while you're here.
Okay.
Kune awa vachango pinda mchirongwa chedu nasi taita rumbura kanaka tine mumwe wedu anushanda ipo pano pa Voice of America anonziye Heather Maxwell. Heather akaenda iye ku Zimbabwe uko akano sangana nevaimbi vanoimba misambo yemhanzi yakasiyana siyana akasangana navamutukudzi akasangana na Ja Prayzer akasangana zvena Somo Mutukudzi akasangana na Tarone Gitari akasangana na Amara Brown wechimbo chake Achilles nevamwe vaviri madzimai vamwe vakasangana naye saka ari kungotaura nesu achitipanzwisa yezvaakaona kumusha ari kuti iye akafadzwa nekuti nyaya dzemhanzi dziri kuwanikwa dzichiitwa kune zvikoro nezvimwewo ari kuti chakanyanya mubata ndechekuti vanhu pari zvino vari kutambira misambo yemimhanzi yakasiyana siyana ari kuti yakashamisika nekuona kuti vana vechidikisa Amara Brown uyo waanoona pa social media achitamba achiitawo dzimbo dzake vana Achilles anogonazve kuridza mbira uye zvese mumutukudzi anogonawo zvaanogona anogona kuridza magitare natariro negitare nevamwe vataura vaimbi saka ndo zvatiri kutaura ipo pano Asi nchaenda kuna Praxedes Jeremiah Tide nechindevele munzwewo zvatiri kutaura PJ.
Yeah, siyalambukela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje kulabo abasanda kusixhuma luhlelo lapho esihlaziya khona eziphathelane labo mama liyakwazi ngolwesine maviki wonke. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sihlaziya udaba lokuphatheka kwabesifazane kumbe ukuthi sithi bangaphi abesifazane kungxabangxoza enzakalayo ebandleni elikhulu eliphikisayo ele MDCT. Kodwa ke singakayi kulolo daba siqaleke ngokuba lengxoxo esigcine sesijabulela leyo ngxoxo ngolimi lwesiNgisi kungenxa yokuthi silesethekeli lapha esisebenza laso lapha emsakazweni we-Voice of America yena-ke ulohlelo olwesiNgisi oluphathelane lengoma ezehlukeneyo zase-Afrika ngoba ukhona kuhlandla lethu le-Africa Division uYitha Maxwell ubeke lethuba lokwethekelela kwele Zimbabwe wahlangana labaculi baseZimbabwe kodwa ikade lokho engikhuluma laye lapha ngisithi mina awenelisanga ufika ngobulawayo ikanti wasenithembisa ukuthi hatshi uzophindela njalo enqenye ngezikhathi zabo September uzayifinyelela ukuthi ayifika kobulawayo ayidibana futhi labesifazane abangabaculi kuthi yena uhlangane labaculi abanjengoduku uJa Prayzer uSelma Mtukudzi umntanakhe indodakazi kaduku leyayazi omunye njalo umculi oyimntwana oyindodana njalo yomculi omkhulu Amara Brown wathena nakhanya ngani uyathuthuka ngempela luntombazana emculweni wakhe liyamazi ukuthi yena namntu ka uthambani uBrown
Pauline
ibizo lakhe
hayi
ibizo likababakhe
Andy Brown.
Andy Brown. Umtaka Andy Brown. Kube lomunye uthiwa nguCarmen, kube lomunye njalo uthiwa nguGundiza owesifazane adibane labo. Uthi yena nawethekelele indawo ezehlukeneyo. Kodwa ke waba lensuku ezine kuphela eseHarare ngasenelisa ngakuyafika koBulawayo. Yikho ke ngiyamkhuthaza ukuthi ahambe ayefika koBulawayo.
Okay, I understand. She's telling me I need to go back to Bulawayo, right?
Yes, exactly.
Tell us about the music culture. You were saying that you also visited music centers. What did you see? Like, what's the mood like in Zimbabwe and Harare in particular, where you went?
Well, people seem happy. People seem happy. They seem excited. Roads are getting paved over. There's work that's happening. People are commenting how you can drive freely. It was fun. And musicians are saying that because, you know, they're always on the road.
Yes.
Some of the centers, I just noticed how children are so, they come alive when they play the marimba, especially because they're jumping up and down, they're dancing. Mm-hmm. And so I went to one center called Tororo, I think, Tororo. I went to, Pakare Paye, of course. I went to Peterhouse School, Watershed College, the one in the city,
St. George's?
Gosh.
St. John's, maybe?
They're going to be so mad
because
at
they,
me.
St. John's, I know, actually do play. My sister's son plays the marimba.
It's not right St. John's. It was a jazz. Sure. They had a jazz band.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's very interesting.
St. George's, maybe.
Mm-hmm. St. George's or Prince Edward?
Yes. That was it.
Prince Edward, thank you. Thank you, PJ.
Prince Edward, yeah. They have two bands there.
Wow.
And that's where I met Albert Nyati also.
Okay.
I also met some other artists like Sulemani Chimbetu.
Oh, you met Sulemani?
Yes, I loved his music and the story of his style.
His father was also a musician.
Yes. And he talked to me about that.
Did he get to dance for you?
No, I went to three different clubs, you know,
tell
at night.
Tell us about that.
Well, I went to, first of all, the French Alliance Française.
Yes.
You know, they have a lot of young people go there. And, I saw a jazz band, really nice Zimbabwean saxophone player.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I went to the Ambassador Hotel, I think, on the top.
Uh-huh.
And Mukumba was playing there.
Oh, how was Mukumba?
Yes.
We
oh,
met
my
them here
gosh.
Before.
I brought them. Well, they came here via Music
you.
Time, and then
yes.
I brought them to you guys. Remember?
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen them since then. I think that was 2014.
Wow.
They were so much better, and they were already good here. But, I mean, those guys are... They are awesome.
Uh-huh.
And they had a very packed show of all different kinds of people. The ambassador, the American ambassador's wife was there dancing. And,
wow.
A lot of people were there. Oliver Mutukudzi's manager was there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people. You know,
so where do you see Zimbabwe's future in music heading, especially for the women?
I think it's really on the rise. Mm-hmm. I think because, you know, they are already... They like I said before, they seem so confident being musicians. It doesn't seem like I know there are parents who are concerned about their children becoming musicians, whether
yes.
they're female or male.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that.
Uh-huh.
But I still think that they have a lot to offer. And, you know, Zimbabwean music is not that well known outside of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Not very many people know Ja Preza even.
That's true.
Maybe
yeah,
in Nigeria
like
now.
Southern Africa.
It's
they
Southern
do,
Africa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andy Brown. A lot of people don't know who Andy Brown is outside mm-hmm. of
So what can
Southern
Zimbabweans
Africa.
Do to make themselves known? Because now the Nigerians have, you know, carved a niche. Into
yes.
even here in the U.S.
Oh,
when
yes.
you go to a club, they play Nigerian music.
Yes.
What can Zimbabweans do?
You know, if we knew the answers, if there was a recipe, okay, they'd already be doing it. So I
yes.
can't really say, but I find that if they find their own unique sound
uh-huh.
that somehow says, this is Zimbabwe, uh-huh. you know, don't do Nigerian
yes.
Niger music.
Uh-huh.
Collaborations are smart
uh-huh.
because they bring that group. So like Ja Preza's song with Yemi Alade
yes.
brings all the Nigerians in, and then Nigerians come to the U.S. and they hear it. So you can get in that way.
Yes. That's a good
so
idea.
Collaborations are good.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, working those traditional instruments
yes.
into something unique and kind of up, you know, up tempo
uh-huh.
and in with sort of modern sounds, that is also very, very smart to do. And working the social media angle.
Mm-hmm.
Because nowadays you don't have to have a major record deal. You don't have to have that. You can do something really fabulous on your own and market it on your free on your you know, iPhone, on your Facebook page. Uh-huh. You can generate that. You just got to keep going and keep it up and keep practicing because there's no shortcuts to, you know, quality sounds, and that takes practice.
Mm-hmm. You spoke about social media. How widely are the musicians that you met using it to market their music?
They're all using it. Some are more aggressive and more, you know, creative with it than others.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Amara was, right before our interview, she got on there and she was talking to her fans of Facebook Live and saying, I'm about to do this interview, let's talk later. So I feel like she's really engaged with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ja Praises is big too, but that, I'm not sure if that's him or his management, but the point is the more you're on social media and the more you can do like creative things,
mm-hmm.
not sloppy stuff, but something thoughtful and creative, that can really go far.
Mm.
Yeah, it can really go far. But ladies, you know, dress up, look good. You know, don't just get on the social media and like play your, you know, you gotta get the, set the stage, make it look something special. But it doesn't really take money.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Heather Maxwell, mumwe wedu anoshanda ipo pano pa Voice of America, ari kutaura nezvaakasangana nazvo kuZimbabwe. Ari kuti iye ari kuona remangwana revaimbi vemuZimbabwe rakanaka, nekuti ari kuti iye pane vaakasangana navo vaikwanisa ivo kushandisa zvivhitivhiti zvakadai semafoni. Ati Amara Brown asati apinda pakutaura naye akabva aenda pa social media pake ipapa pafoni achibva ataura kuti ndakumboita interview. Saka ari kuti kune avo vanokwanisa nyanya vari mune zvemitambo, shandisai social media kuti ikwanise kukuendesai mune remangwana. Atizve zvakakosha kuti kana uchinge uri kuenda ipapa pafoni uchida kuita zvauri kuita, enda wakachena uchiratidzawo mabasa ako ari kuita. Kana uchiita zvekuridza gitari, woita izvozvo uri mune zvakanaka. Saka ndo zvimwe zvaari kutaura. Akati iye akawanikwa achishanya kuzvikoro zvakadai sePeter House, Prince Edward, kwati iye kune bend rinoridza jazz nekumwewo. Asi ari kuti ndo zvakanyanya mufadza kuti ari kuona remangwana reZimbabwe panyaya yemimhanzi rakachena. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, beloke sikuqhubekela phambili lokho esixoxa lo yitha lapha chasisa ukuthi wethekelela ezikolo ezithile kubo Prince Edward, kubo Peter House, lezinye izikolo ezigombolozele eHarare ngokuhlangana labaculi. Umavelasi wambuza ukuthi kungani kathi umculo waseZimbabwe ungazakali kumbe ungadumanga kwezinye indawo zomhlaba okufana lakhona lapha eMelika. Wacebisa-ke ukuthi yena akakwazi ukuthi licebo bani angalinika, kodwa-ke okulutshwana angakunika yikuthi lisebenzise inkundla lezi zokukhulumisana ezeFacebook, ezokukhuluma, ezokuzilibazisa, la uhambe la kubo Facebook, uhambe la kubo Twitter, lawe uzimakethe wena ngokwakho njengomculi kumbe njengomdlali wokulingisa kumbe olodumo khona lapho eZimbabwe, ukuze imisebenzi yakho yazakale. Kodwa uhambe khona lapho enkundleni zokuzilibazisa, la ucicile, uzigombile njengani.
Heather, I think just to, you know, round up now, you know, you've really given us an insight.
Great.
Into Zimbabwe. Right now I feel like I need to rub myself against you so I can still feel the warmth of Harare. It's very cold here.
Yes, it is.
Your takeaway, like, how does Zimbabwe move forward, especially the women musicians?
My takeaway is just keep doing what you're doing, and know that, you know, you can create your own opportunity by just mastering your art,
mm-hmm.
and trying to put yourself out there, collaborating with other artists. Make sure you say, this is Zimbabwe in your songs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Put that little thumbprint of Zimbabwe somewhere, whether it's in your lyric or your sound or the melody. I love the way Zimbabweans sing. I'm working on it.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, okay, I can't do it yet. But it's this, there's a certain sound, I can't even describe it.
Uh-huh.
Love that. Do never ever lose that, because that's just so beautiful. And those are kind of my takeaways. But there's a lot of other young artists out there.
Uh-huh.
And you know, keep going. I'll come back in September, so
thank you.
I can check back and see who's doing what, and and look for more new artists too.
Before you leave, I I hope you're comfortable talking about politics. After all, even music, the lyrics indicate, to a certain extent, they also indicate the social life, the political scenario, the economic and everything else.
Of course.
How did you see, because we transitioned from Mugabe rule of 37 years to Mnangagwa, the women, are they fitting in from what you could see?
Well, to tell you the truth, I did not try to talk about politics on this trip.
Okay.
I need more time to do that. And I think that art is one thing in many, many countries. They might sing about politics using euphemisms or using parallels or things, metaphors, but they don't also want to talk about politics. So, and, you know, because many of the lyrics are not in English, and I don't speak Ndebele or Shona.
Yes.
I don't really know. I don't have an insight into those lyrics unless I ask them, you know, how is this related to politics? So I really, I'm sorry, PJ, but I can't really help you out there. Not really.
No, that's fine. We really, really thank you for your time. But you can take a seat right there. Heather Avons wana sisi PJ kuti kuopanyadze zvematongerwe nyika. Pane zvamaona here, zvamakaona muri kumusha. Heather akati, zvimwe izvi zvematongerwe nyika. Pari zvino handikwanisi hangu kutaura nezvazvo, PJ.
Yeah. I sibongile kakhulu uyitha lapha uke wethekelela eZimbabwe wasinika ke akubonileyo khona ngale. Ngithe ngiyambuza ngize mbusazwe, hayi kathandanga ukuthi angene yizo axole yizo ukuthi yenana naye engxenye ngesikhathi esilandelayo uzakakhangela avula amehlo akhe kanye lendlebe zakhe, kodwa kwamanje hayi kala kala okuningi angakukhuluma phezu kwezombusazwe. Sibongile kakhulu Heather, thank you so much for coming to our program. We went down memory lane, and I also visited Zimbabwe like for 4 days as well. But I was so busy with family matters that I didn't see much. I only walked through Harare for just a day. But I still have that feeling that, you know, I should have stayed longer, but it's impossible.
I loved it.
Well, you know, I think you saw more. I was there for nearly 4 weeks, but I think you saw more.
Well, you know, when you only have a certain amount of time, you try to fit it all in there.
Thank you. No, we really appreciate it because you brought it all back. And especially, I like the promotion, especially of the women. Like we said, Selma is actually nominated also on the NAMA Awards. And Amara Brown is also nominated, and Ja Praise as well.
Yes.
One of his songs and his album, Kutonga Kware, is also nominated. So you got to see all the big stars.
It was really fun. It was, it was great to see the big and the little. And we can look forward to watching and listening to a lot of the interviews on my social media, Music Time.
Go ahead and tell us where people can actually get you.
Okay. You can get on Facebook on music. It's called Music Time in Africa. Just type in those words and it will pop up because there's over a million listeners and viewers, followers on there now.
Saka muri kunzwa hanzi endai pa Facebook yenyu mono type Music Time in Africa mobva matwanya tsi like kuitira kuti muone iwa ma interview atanga tiri kuita anatuku anaja praise nevamwewo nekuti Heather akaita ma interviews nevanhu vakawanda saka achange achaparura ipapo pa page rake. Where else can people reach you?
You can also reach me. You can listen to the radio show that comes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 09, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC.
Thank
four
you very
times,
much.
Yeah, so 4 times a week. And then YouTube also.
YouTube. And I pa YouTube. Mota I pa YouTube. Time
in Africa.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Marlis.
Okay. Aiwa regai timbodzokera kune nhaurwa yedu yanhasi yatanga tiri kutarisa. Tanga tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuti iwo kusagadzikana kuri kuitwa muMDC kunorevei kune madzimai. Regai timboenda kune mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangunjika angari ikoko kuHarare akwanisa iye kuenda kumuzinda weMDC. Tinzwe kuti zvii zvaawana ikoko.
Vatamborinyoka vaudza vatori venhau pamuzinda weMDC tiwe Harvest House nasi kuti havaoni kuti sei nyaya yekuti mumwe vatevedzeri wavatsvangirai vachamisa ndivo vave kubata chinzvimbo chemutungamiri webato iri yamutsa mutauro sezvo izvi zvisina kuitika apo pakambodomwa vamwe vatevedzeri vavo vanoti muzvare Tokozani Kupe navamudzuri kuti vabate chinzvimbo ichi zvichitevera kudomwa kwavachamisa nezuro munyori mukuru webato iri vaDouglas Monzora vakaburitsawo gwaro iro raiti vamudzuri ndivo vange vachakabata chinzvimbo chemutungamiriri webato iri vatamborinyoka vakoka musangano wevatori venhau kuti vatsanangure kuti vachamisa ndivo vakabata chinzvimbo chavatsvangirai pari zvino
musangano wakachita nevatori venhau vangori kutsanangura nyaya yanetsa kuti president tsvangirai vakati vachamisa vakabata chinzvimbo chavo vamwe vari kuti ndezvokunyepa vaita imwe statement kunzi vakabatiswa navatsvangirai vachiti izvozvo hazvizvo ndabudisa pachena kuti statement iyo iri kunzi vakabatiswa navatsvangirai ndeyekunyepa uyezve ini ndiri mutauriro wavatsvangirai zvandakataura nezuwo ndepozition yavatsvangirai
vati vakataura navatsvangirai nezuro uye vachamisa vatotanga basa ravo semutungamiriri weMDC nhasi apo vasangana nenhengo dzeparamende pamwe nemasachigaro ematunhu ebato ravo
zvandakataura nezuro hazvina kuchinja uyezve kuekta kwemavhaisi kwemadheputi avatsvangirai hakuna kutanga nhasi naseptember 2017 vatsvangirai vakapoinda ipikupe kuti vavamirire avavamirirai vasipo muna January 2018 vakapoinda vamudzuri kuti vaekti vavamirire vasipo vakaekta ndezvavapoinda vachamisa saka hapana chinoshamisa this is delegated authority masimba okupuhwa vatsvangirai ndo vachiri muridzo masimba saka hapana chachinja
asi mutauri webato iri vaobert gutu
tiri kunzwa apo kubva kune mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangudya achitaura iye zvaitika nhasi muHarare panyaya yenhaurwa yatiri kutaura nezvayo apo nhasi taona pachiita mapishapisha pakati pevatungamiri veMDCT saka tiri kutarisa isu kuti zvinorevei kumadzimai tinoona kuti muzvare Tokozani Kupe pari zvino hatisati tanyatsonzwa kuti vari papi panyaya iyoyi asi taita rombo rakanaka tine mumwe munyarikani imo muno mustudio medu tatsikwa neprovinsi PJ mumbotiintroducirawo tina ani muno mustudio nhasi taita rombo rakanaka chaizvezvo
ye lamhlanje sive lezethekele ezinengi kodwa ke esihlayi kathesi ngizaqala ke ngokunika ithuba lokuthi sizwe imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje udaba oluphathelane le ngxabangxoza eyenzakalayo nke ngatsho ngathi kule ngxabangxoza ekhona ebandleni eliphikisayo elikhulu ele-MDC ekhokhelwa ngubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai ele-MDCT kulo kungani kudonselana ebukhokheleni lapha ngoba kuvele kukhanya ngani kuqalise ukuthi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lapho isegula esebanjwe umkhuhlane wemvukuzane uphinde wakhetha abasekeli bakhe ababili yena evele elomsekeli omunye unkosazana Tokozani Kupe ukhethe umnumzana Chamisa uNelson Chamisa kanye lomnumzana Elias Mutsuri ukuthi bancedisane lomakhupe khona lapho kwadala okungani izinkulumo kodwa ke kathesi inkulumo liyana isiqhelile kathesi sokulokudonselana phakathi kwabo bebathathu kumbe ngithi ikakhulu phakathi kwababili umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kanye lomnumzana Elias Mutsuri ukhanya even umakhuphe usegoqe izandla siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu nkosikazi Dokasi Hobe
ngiyabonga
Yeah. Singakangeni kuhlelo lwethu lolo, ngizathanda ke ukuthi ngunike ithuba lokuthi la ukhulume ngezomculo njengoba uyitha Maxwell Lai esuke lapha akade khuluma ngezomculo. Wena ke lile concert ngomgqibelo, ungathi fahla ngamafeature singakayi kudaba lolo lusegudweni.
Yebo ngiyabonga. Yeah. Ngime lapha ngimelele inhlanganiso ekuthiwa yivusa Voices from Southern Africa siyabe sile concert si celebrate i 10th anniversary yevusa and i concert leyo izabe ise Columbia ngomgqibelo ngesikhathi sika 5 to 7 siyabe senzelwa e New Hope Lutheran Church yikho lapho siyabe sikhona eColumbia njengokutsho kwami so ukucula siyacula ayikhona ngithemba baningi abangaziyo ukuthi mina ezomculo ngiyangena sibili.
Uyacula. Leli qembu elomculo libunjwa ngabantu abavela ngapi? Uzinyizwe usithena na Voices from Southern Africa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Laqala ngo 2007. Liqaliswa ngu His Excellency uWelile Nhlapho wase South Africa lapha eAmerica. Esekelwa ngu umnumzamna uDerek Moyo uMuyi.
Yeah.
And babona ukuthi kwakufanele ukuthi kube lenhlanganiso enjalo. Kodwa bathi iqala yayingeye South Africa. Kodwa nje njoba nalisazi ukuthi silokudlelwana okuningi thine silamazwa gombolozeli South Africa. So kuningi esilakho okufanayo, siyahlabela ingoma ezifanayo, siyacula okufanayo, silemthethe ehambelanayo. Base bebona ukuthi hayi bo, njoba nasivele sihlabela into ezihlukeneyo kodwa ezihambelana ezinye futhi ziyafanana, kutshintsha nje amazwi ngoba sesikhuluma indima ezihlukeneyo. Base bekubona kufanele ukuthi ikhule ngeinhlanganiso leyo. Silo director wethu owavela waqala iqala inhlanganiso leyo okuthiwa nguMike. Ngizalinika i-address yakhe elingathi uma lifisa ukuthi sihlabele endaweni zenu, ngiyabona lingamthinta lizwe ukuthi kuyenza yini.
Yeah.
Ngamafitshane yikho kuqala kwayo. Inhlanganiso le iyevusa ihlabelela ku indime ezitshiyeneyo, ezinye ingoma zethu yinganekwane, ezinye ingoma ezokuthi you compose a song and lihlabele kube njalo, ezinye ngezokukhonza njalo, ezinye ngamahubo. So kuthiyene kodwa zimnando kubi sure ukutshelwa yikuncitshwa.
Yeah.
Okwanisa ukuthi afike ngomgqibelo ngo 5 to 7 eLutheran Church eColumbia. Makezi.
Yeah. Ngamafitshane engxenye abakhuluma ulimi lwesishona ukuthi kwenzakalani. Njenge shithi ka my Dorcas Hobe vanova muchikwata chekuimba chinonzi Vusa. Ngati tanure zvishomanini nechikwata chenyu chevusa ichi.
Vusa zvichireva kuti Voices from Southern Africa. Tine concert yatinenge tinayo musi wemugovera paColumbia paLutheran Church, and concert yachona inenge ichitanga between 5 and 7 tichicelebrata zvedu kuti Vusa is now 10 years old. Tinoimba nziyo dzakasiyana siyana dzekuSouthern Africa nekuti mamembers edu anobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana muSouthern Africa. Ndizvo zvinenge zvichiitika.
Sibuyeleke kudaba lwethu olusegudwini. Ubona njani ingxabangxoza le ekuMDCT?
Uyazi
ukuthi abesifazane bona bangapi khona lapha kungxabangxoza yena le yokudonselana?
Ngingakaqali futhi ngokuthi abesifazane. iMDC iyo ihlanganise ebikhangelelwa ngabantu abaningi ukuthi uma kungasizani uPF iMDC. So iningi labantu bebekhangelela ukuthi MDC. Manje uma sokulokulwisana kuMDC kuyaphambanisa inhliziyo zabantu, bacine abanye besithi akusasizi lokuthi ngivote. Umama uMakhuphe njengomuntu obesinia, mina bengikhumbulela ukuthi engcela angathi unyawo njoba navele bese luphakathi. Kodwa ubusubona ukuthi hawo kathi kathesi usekhanye sefuqelwe eceleni, senisizwa kuthiwa sokulo chiwe efake esihlalweni nguTswangira. Ngingazi kumbela iqiniso yini, kodwa kuyaphambanise thina besifazana ngoba sifisa ukuthi uma sivele sikhwela ilada sifuna ukuyafika phezulu.
Yeah, na ndichibvunza kuti mai hove kuti zvii zviri kuitika muningirikenene muri kuona seiwo, saka vanga vachingopo maonero avo pamusoro pe kudonzerana kuriko muMDCT.
Mrs. Hove, you came in at a very interesting, I see you're talking about you have a concert coming up, but what's your take on the political front on what's going on within the MDCT right now? Where do women fit in?
You know, it's so sad because when it comes to campaigning, women are at the forefront. They are made to work hard. And then when it comes to choosing, mm-hmm. they tend to be sidelined. That is grossly unfair. We can actually take a stand as women because we are in the majority.
Mm-hmm.
We need to push our women to be the leaders as well because they represent us. They represent our views. They represent our aspirations. They represent us in mm-hmm. entirety. So it is quite disturbing. And I hope that we've only got a few months to go from what we understand before the elections. If MDC doesn't wake up and stop this infighting, they are in for a shock.
Yes.
It's very interesting to see what is coming from the ground because PJ, we heard there from our reporter was saying, you know, there was a press conference that was called, but, you know, Tokozani Kupe was nowhere to be seen at that press conference. So I've always had that saying that if you are not at the table, you know, to take up your place, you're going to become the meal. Do you think that she should also be maybe also putting a voice in there when this is going on?
You know, I'm of the view that in any situation, you need to hear both sides of the coin, mm-hmm. of the story. I have not heard her own side, so it becomes difficult for me to judge. I don't know her reasons for not participating in that conference.
Mm-hmm.
She may have been barred for some reason, but we haven't heard her side.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for us to know what it is from the horse's mouth before we can make any sort of
comments or judgments.
I'm only seeing it from one angle, the story that is being told. Mm-hmm. Yet there's another story which I have not heard. I want to hear her speak.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear why she was not there. That's the question I would ask her.
Mm-hmm.
And let her speak for herself.
Yes. Tina mai dokas hove varimuno mustudio nesu nasi varukutaura ivo vanga varukutaura panyaya ya trukuzo ya nesha. Yotambenge trukutaura jeva imbi nekutitine mwe danga kenda ku Zimbabwe. Asta dzoka jepa nyaya yedu ya nasi yesha trukuona jirukuitika mbatore MDCT. Umamurukuita imo aiwa kusa wirirana. Kweva tunga miri mbato irisaka mai hove varukuti ivo. Varukuda kunzwa kubva kuna ivo. Amai Tokozani Kupe kuti chii chaizvo chirikuitika nekuti pesa apa na urwa dzirikubuda dzirikungobuda kubva kune side rimwe chete. Saka tinoziva PJ tamboedza kuti tibatse ivo muzvare Tokozani Kupe. Asi parizvino handisi kuziva kuti havasi kutora nhare dzavo here kana kuti sei, but vakawanda ndozvavari kubvunzawo kuti toda kuziva kuti chii chirikuitika nekuti ivo vakauya vakataura kuti izvi ndo mamirira akaita zvinhu zvinoita kuti zvinhu zviite nyore. Asi tiri ipapo tuda kungotora mukana uno kuti tikumbire regerero kune vatsigiri vedu veFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Pari zvino live feed yedu haisi kuita yawanikwa iyo ichikata ndofunga tasvika pahalf chaipo zvekuti handisi kukwanisa kana kuti ndiverenge kuti tina nani vatinyorera ipo pano uyezve kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu vatiri kuedza kuridza nhare. Ndiri kunzwa kunge zviri kunzi nhare hadzisi kuita, handizive PJ kana pane mumwe munyarikani
hanzi pane mukola
tiri kunzwa kuti nhare dzinenge dzaita. Regai tinzwe. Hallo. Makadi yenyu
tiripo makadiniwo.
Motipawo kufunga kwenyu nezviri mudanda rezvi.
Mungati dzokorodzera zvekare izvi zvakamira sezviri danda.
Tiri kutaura nezvekuruki zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Nhasi iprogiramu yemadzimai zvayo, handizivi kuti pana mama here vari padhuze ipapo baba.
Pandiri panapa handina mama vari padhuze.
Saka ingoti gaga izvenyu ndofunga takufonera izvedu, asi tanga tichida nyanya madzimai taura izvenyu.
Ndasina nzwisisa kuti zvazvakamira sei, chirongwa chatiri chemadzimai asi topiki yange yakamira sei.
Ndoya ndiri kuti ndezviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Kuti munozviona sei, tiri kuona vakuru vari kurwisana imomo. Asi mungoti ga.
Zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT ka zvaiunza confusion kumhuri yeZimbabwe. Vanhu havachazivi kuti vakamira pasi nekuti vanhu vazhinji vakangwa netarisiro kuti bato reMDCT richange richitiburitsa mumatambudziko nehunhako hatanga tiri kuburitsa nebato reZANU PF. Asi nekuda kweconfusion iripo hatichazivi vari kurwisana pachavo vakuru. Izvezvi unonzwa kunzi tendai diti akaumira kuHarare East, unonzwa kunzi Obet Gudu akaumira kuHarare East, opo ichi vanhu ivavo vese ndo vatungamiri vacho veMDC Alliance. Zvakuita kuti isusu netsu tichivhiringisisazi kuti tomira pati.
Mhm. Saka imi munoona remangwana rakamira papi tisati tati muende zvenyu kuti tine mai Margaret Dongo vanga vabvuma kupinda pachirongwa saka tichaedza kuvafonera timbonzwa pfungwa dzavo. Asi mungoti gaga munoonawo zvakamira sei mune remangwana.
Mune remangwana redu bato redu reMDC rikagadziriswa. Handione pane chenge chakarongeka ndaona kukutsarudzo dzivakundikana. Nekuti havana kurongeka pachavo.
Mhm, aiwa tinokutendai. Mm. Very interesting comment there, PJ, coming from one of our followers or one of our church there from WhatsApp, because they were saying, what's your topic? So I said, no, we're talking about the MDC. And I did try to get him to bring, if he had a woman nearby, to the phone, but he said he didn't. Mm-hmm. But he's just saying he's very upset with what is going on in MDCT, because right now they are supposed to be preparing for elections and, you know, things like that. So they need to, you know, put their heads together and come up with a solution. He also mentioned that he's surprised that there are two people running. I think he said Harare East, where Obed Gutu and Tendai Biti are both putting in their hats, for a position there. So he said he's not very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loke sikubekela phambili sikhangela lona lolu daba lwabesifazana ukuthi bona bathini kudaba lolu olwengxabangxoza ephakathi kwe-MDCT kulokudoniselana okukhulu abaningi vele bathi bona babeka umlando kuye yena umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ukuthi wavele wakhethelani laba ababili phezu kwa makhuphi.
Mm-hmm.
Yilo daba olukhona nkosikazi Hobe. Anjo.
Iye yilo sibili. Iliqiniso lelo.
Wena ubona njani wena khona lapho?
Mina njengokutsho kwami kwakuqala.
Mhm.
Angisiyothathekile.
Ipasi yaba.
Angisiyothathekile mina. Ngingezwa kuthiwa kuthe. Uzivani uthe mfuna ukuthi ngizizwele kuzivani ngifuna yena uTsvangirai asitshele
yena uMakhupho laye asitshele
kuqala kuyima uMakhupho bese kuzobuya ngithi uya bese sitshelile ukuthi mina kube kuthe kwathi engxe uTsvangirai ngizwe sesithi sokuthiwa ngitshelwa futhi ngabanye abantu ayikhona la nguye angithi thina ke kusipha amandla ukuthi sithi hawo kanti uTsvangirai lokho sesikuzwa akusichasisele abe sesitshela bese simtshela futhi la uTsvangirai ukuthi thina njengabomama besimsekela
kakhulu
kodwa ke uma esethatha omunye wethu esemphosela egodini kuyasizwisa ubuhlungu kumele asichasisele ukuthi yini okay uma kuyikuthi kumbe kukhona okungabe kukonakele yini engasibuzanga ukuthi omunye singamfaka ongumfazi nguphi.
Mhm. Yena ke uMakhupho laye bayambeka umlando ukuthi ngasabonakali kungxabangxoza yonke yena le segoqe izandla nanku kube lomhlangano lentatheli izindaba i press conference ehanjwe nguGodwin anje.
Mhm.
Uyindi kungani engasatholakali akasazwakali lelizwe lakhe ukuthi liphume
ezindabeni. Mina njengokutsho kwami angiqali vele ukusola umuntu ngingazange ngizwe khuluma.
Yeah.
Uma kuyikuthi khona apha mina lingangithethisa limphosele lokhu limphosele limphosela matshe bese kuthiwa kusasa buya ku-conference e-VOA ngiyabenza buya ngithi nini lalinitshayelela ngigijimisa ngiyahle ngithi phinda abamboni
futhi ye kodwa ke phela ungakhalala ayizilizwi lakho
asikwazi ukuthi ukhalile lina like lamdinga
yebo sike samdinga sibili ngathi iviki yonke yona le kade lokho esimzama ecingweni kodwa ke ucingo lwakhe lube lungadoli
lizathola ukuthi engxe ifoni yakhe ifile futhi
angitsho
ukuthi ngiyamsekela engikutsho ukuthi mina mfuna ukuzizwela yena azikhulumele yedwa atsho ukuthi hayi mina obekunihlupha yilokhu lalokhu lalokhu ngakho ke bake bangixotsha abazange batsho ukuthi sebengingenisile futhi kodwa sebefuna ngizothethiswa amacala engingawaziyo hayi lami ngithe wothi ngizithulele
ingqobe ikuye uMakhupho for now Mava I was just reiterating your question that Makhupho is nowhere to be found in this wrangle. She needs to be heard And we tried to reach out to her,
yes,
but we couldn't get her. And she was saying, most probably her phone is not working well, so we cannot talk on her behalf. But still, we still want to hear her side of the story.
I think what we should be saying is, for listeners, eli mbona umakhuphe, sicela limncwebe indlebe ukuthi iVOA iyamdinga akabathinte please ukuthi la anike
iside
yakhe ngoba lakhe kuyamkhulula yena yeduma abantu nje uyabe senzela uZulu ukuthi azi ukuthi kanti vele yena ume ngapi. Lokho kuqakathekile ngokubona kwami. Ukuthula akulunganga ngoba kwenza abantu bakhuluma okuningi ningi
bakukhulumeni bafake amazwi
bosokukhanya ukuthi liqiniso khona kungasiqiniso. So wena kazikhulumele uMakhuphe, sifuna ukumuzwa Makhuphe, siyakuncenga sicela usikhulule uzozikhulumela lawe sikuzwe ukuthi wena uvela usithini.
She was pleading with Makhuphe there.
Tikunzwapo munyarikani wedu vari muno mustudio amai hove vari kutaura ivo kuti dai imi vateereri nevateedzeri vedu vepastudio 7 panapa mukaonawo amai Khuphe movataura kuti muri kutsvagwa neVOA nekuti tiri kuedza kuti tinzwe kuti ivo vari kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Asi sekutaura kwaita PJ pari zvino hapana atakwanisa kuvabata. Saka mai hove vari kuti kusvika vanzwa ivo kuti muzvare Khuphe vari kuti chii nenyaya iyoyi havari kumbomira kuti vakwanise ivo kuti vachitaura kuti nini mafungiro angu ndeaya nekuti havasi kuziva kuti zvakamira sei. Saka mai hove vari kukurudzira imi vari kutiteera pano paFacebook ndoziya nhasi VOA shona hatisi kuoneka zvedu, asi kune avo vari kutiona kumamwe mapeji edu. Hanzi mukaona amai Khuphe vaudze kuti muri kutsvagwa neVOA ngavatifonere tinzwewo zwi ravo kuti vari kuti chii nekuti sekutaura kwataita PJ vamunangagwa vakataura ivo kuti saridzo iri kutoitwa gore rino uyezve mwedzi inotevera, asi takatarisa zviri kuitika izvi tichazoona madzimai pasina avamirira.
MDCT pachezvavo vakagadzirira here sarudzo iyi sevezilungiselele na uketo lolu lukhona ngempela ngoba umunangagwa uchilo ukutenana lukhona lonyaka. Aso nsuku zatywala ukuti lwenziwe lolo khetho xa lokhe kule ngxabangxoza enje.
So, Mrs. Hove, maybe to just round up from what you heard, you know, our discussion moving forward, what can women do to make sure they're not left out of, you know, the table, especially when it comes to politics and what we're seeing happening?
I think women need to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to rally amongst ourselves. We have powerful women amongst ourselves, women who can stand up and speak on our behalf, articulate issues as they are supposed to be articulated, the priority issues for women. We want those women who are able to. We shouldn't look at people because they are our friends. No. Mm-hmm. We should look beyond that and be objective, looking at Zimbabwe, its development, and we need those powerful women. And I know we've got lots of women.
I am a
women's defender.
Tomopin Raipa putin bota uravatere rants na mai hove madzimai musachikire kure. Pindaiwo munyaya idzodzi dzezve matongerwo enyika. Nekuti kana usipo panenge pachidyiwa, iwe ndiwo uchaita chikafu chichadyiwa mundiro iyoyo. Saka musachikire kure. Vari kutaura ivo vakanyanyonangana nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Umotizwire mudzimai risiri kunzwika pari zvino nekuti hatisi kukwanisa kubata vari munyaya yacho iyoyi muzvare Tokozani Khuphe. Saka kamwe chetezve ndotaura hani muzvare Tokozani Khuphe, kana muri kutinzwa tibate iwo, toda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu munyaya iyoyi PJ.
Inkuthazo bani elokugcina njengoba isikhathi sethu vele sisavume ukuthi senzeni njengabesifazane ukuze lathi sibonakale sikhona lapha kukhethu, lapha emalungiselelweni okhethu, ngoba singavele siswelakale emalungiselelweni asizeyi kuba khona ebukhetheni.
Kuliqiniso lelo, omama baya empini besilwa bechiya abantwana ezindlini, bechiyela ogogo baya kulwempini. Inketho ifanele ukuthi babe phakathi kwayo. Ngakho kasisekelenini omama abalolwazi, omama esingabaphi information ukuthi basimele. Siba support. Obaba bangalitshela ukuthi ha ungavotela ubani, votela u so and so oyindoda. uyavuma kodwa usuku xa wakho lapha faka umama xa kangeni ngebedo makusitsho njalo.
Very interesting. And PJ, also, you know, you were talking about an event that you're going to be having this weekend. There's also another event. There's a Glitz and Glamour, I think it's a fundraiser for Women of Dominion on Saturday, also in Maryland. Also, your event, what is it called?
Vusa, which is Voices from Southern Africa, sile ngomezi mnandi. Libuye sibili eColumbia, New Hope Lutheran Church, eGuildford Road, lizo zilalelela, between 5 and 7 p.m.
sorry everybody, but thank you so much to all those who joined us. I would like to apologize for those on our VOA Shona Facebook page. I know the live cut off, I think it was halfway or a quarter of the way, but thank you to all our guests, our in-studio guests, Heather Maxwell, who was here with us, and Dorcas Hove also, who is right here with us. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, as long as Kulu, as Les Utolo, which is Katis Best Fichani, Azange, Sitate, Abalalewe to Gumbe, Abasibugeleo, Ku Facebook, Ku Facebook Live, Kotage, Selibonga, Ulalela Wim, Oseliva Lisa Womanji, Praxitis Jeremiah.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye. Like, love, share all our platforms. Thank you.